Have you noticed how many things are turning into a monthly subscription? It is showing up in many places, whether you like it or not. The most common examples of monthly subscriptions that most people think of are Netflix or Amazon Prime. The first question we need to ask is, why are things becoming like this? Why are they sold this way? The simple answer is because companies or businesses would rather have a stream of income instead of just getting a one-time payment. It makes the company more attractive from an investing standpoint and is one of the reasons how company valuations keep on increasing and increasing. Also, consumers tend to actually pay more overall when they have a subscription, even though they don't realize it. Paying like $8 to $10 for a Netflix subscription doesn't sound that bad. You get access to movies and TV shows that you can watch on demand at any time, and is better than your local television station, which is filled with commercials and ads while watching. Now start to think about what other subscriptions you might have. Maybe it is more storage for Google Drive, access to Microsoft Office on the web, being able to make edits to your photos using Photoshop, or maybe even web hosting to be able to have your own website. Then you'll start to realize that this starts to add up. What initially was $10 a month can easily turn to $30, $40, $50 a month. Take $50 a month over a whole year and it becomes $600 annually. When you're paying that much annually, you may start to think it's starting to sound like a lot of money. The point is not to tell you to cancel all your subscriptions. At least take a moment to think about whether these subscriptions you have are something you actually use all the time. If it's something that you use every day or provides enough value such that it saves you a lot of time, then yes, it makes sense. But at least ask yourself these other questions. Is this something you don't use much? Do you use the service every month and month after month? These are obvious types of subscriptions where you actually do use every day or all the time. Examples of this are like paying for home internet or your cell phone bill. In this case, many times these services come in different level packages that offer different features. Just like I mentioned in a previous episode, do you really need to have unlimited data, or is it something like 5 gigabytes or 10 gigabytes enough? Do you really need the fastest internet speeds, or do you find yourself not utilizing the fullest potential speeds? These are ways where you might be able to downsize or shed a couple bucks from your monthly bill that will ultimately save you money over time. For those products, services that you actually don't use all the time or month after month, you can actually consider subscribing only for a month, and then skipping a month or two, and then maybe subscribing another month when you really need it again. This is just a different way of thinking to lower some costs if you're looking to cut down on your monthly bill. Now, the whole point of this was just to kind of make you think a little bit differently on how you're handling your monthly subscriptions. I hope that helps a little bit, and I'll see you next time.
If you've enjoyed my podcast, you can visit me at anchor.fm/sleepyvoice. From there, you can view all the episodes or send me a voice message or even support the channel through a donation. You can also reach me on Twitter at @thesleepyvoice, where you can send me a message. I try to respond to every single message.